everywhere to the glory of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. It's always an opportunity to honor God with our giving. Giving is something that we must not take casually. We read from the Word of God today from Matthew how the Lord said we should lay treasures in the heavens where moth and rust do not corrupt and where the thief cannot steal. And then he goes on and says to us, for where your heart or your treasure is, that's where your heart is always also going to be. And we concluded by the statements of the Lord that if our hearts and our treasures are in the same place, they are going to be in the place of corruption or the place where it's not corruptible. It's going to be in a place where our hearts can be stolen or not stolen. And so let God grace us to be mindful of sowing into that which is eternal. Amen? Lay up treasures for the heavens. And part of those treasures is in our giving for souls. This happens to be our Missions Sunday. And I want to encourage everyone to sow something for missions. Give something for missions and mark it in your envelope, missions, so that those funds go in the direction of missions. And be reminded once again that on the 3rd, we are going to be having a mass crusade. We're expecting to have thousands and thousands of people come to salvation. It's going to be virtual. I'm going to be speaking in a different country from here. But the image and the voice is going to be broadcasted in that nation in a stadium setting. We believe in God that in this particular area of this particular country where the gospel, the true gospel, has not been preached for the last 75 years. I was amazed when I was given that statistic. 75 years, they've not heard the gospel in that particular area. It's incredible. But God is giving us the opportunity to take the gospel to that particular area of our world. And it's not just going to hit that particular country. It's going to hit most of the Middle East. The word, that message is going to, through transmission, satellite, internet, is going to go into Afghanistan. It's going to go into Iraq, into Iran. It's going to go into Bangladesh. It's going to go into India. It's going to go into all of that whole area. Amen? Praise the Lord. And lives are going to be transformed. I want you to stand in agreement with me for breakthroughs in nations. God promised that was what we were going to be doing in this last of the last days, not only in person, but virtually. I don't know if I've told you, the first time we bought cameras in this church was not for television. It was for the internet. At the time when the internet did not have videos, just graphics, I was ministering the word of God here, and the Lord told me, he said, I want you on the internet. And I was talking to the Lord, and I said, what do you mean you want me on the internet? You want me to be writing stuff every day on the internet? He said, no, buy cameras. I said, for what? I said, for the internet. Internet, cameras. So I called on a friend of mine, a dear man of God, Willard Thiessen. He had It's a New Day television broadcast at that time. I said, God is asking me to buy cameras for the internet. He said, what? He said, God told you that? I said, yes. He said, so what do you want from me? I said, I want you to help me fundraise. So we rented the Fort Garry Hotel and invited all kinds of people to the Fort Garry Hotel. And that's how we got our very first set of cameras. That's how. It wasn't even on television. We had cameras recording and recording and recording before we even got on television for about a year or two. Because God told me this was how the gospel was going to be preached in the last days. And I'm looking for the next level of what he told me. He told me, he said, you're going to be in one spot preaching, and you are going to be like you're physically in other places in different continents at the same time. I said, how? How is that possible? And he said something to me. He said, holograms. This is about 30 years ago. He said, holograms. I said, holograms? What's that? What are holograms? Well, before my spiritual dad passed away, he had a holographic system. Took a lot to put it together. And he is on the stage. The hologram of him was on the stage, and everybody thought that he was on the stage, 3D. And then he walks out and he talks to his hologram. Wow. The technology for holographic images is going to be speedified so that we can create it just like that, anywhere, at any time, because this gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached all over the world. Can you imagine standing here in Winnipeg and holographically, I'll be like, I'm physically in Mexico, physically in Beijing, China, and people will think, he's there. I saw him, he was there physically. No, he wasn't there. You were watching him on the screen. No. The guy was on the stage and he was walking on the stage. That's where we're going. And God has to resource us to be able not only to acquire it, but that the body of Christ will be able to hone in on this and develop it so that we take the gospel anywhere at any time. Amen? Will you believe with me that God will do that quickly, and that what I just shared with you now will one day say, Pastor, you said it. Now it's happening. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good all the time. Well, this Wednesday is going to be our last Wednesday Bible study for the summer until September. But the prayer meetings on Fridays continue on. Amen? But this Wednesday is going to be the last Wednesday for that. This is the last Sunday of the month. And the next Sunday I'm going to see you will be in the new month. Hallelujah. Called July. Praise God. And July is going to be a very, very busy month. And somebody very special is going to be having a very special birthday that month. Who do you think that person is? Mama, Pastor Maria. So you know what? She won't say it, but I will say it. I tell people, don't give me an empty card. Praise the Lord. Amen? I don't know why I have to tell you guys this stuff. Show your appreciation for the woman of God. and just be a blessing to her. I tell you what, when pastors get cash in their hands, in their pocket, they pray some dangerous prayers. It's all casual. All of a sudden, the anointing comes on them, and they start praying some serious prayers, driving every devil. Ah, this person, you cannot touch that person. That person's a blessing to me. Get your hands off. Ah, they'll move everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. I love you. I celebrate you. I thank God for his faithfulness in your life. And I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday for another special time together. And please be reminded that July the 15th, what's happening July the 15th? The block party. We want everybody engaged. Hopefully next Sunday, there'll be more direct, specific announcements about when we want people here that are going to be doing different things so that we have all hands on deck. We want to see souls saved. We're not just throwing a party. We're having an invitation, and the people are going to hear the word of God. They're going to hear worship and adoration. We're going to give them a taste of what it means to be in this house of the Lord. Amen? God bless you. See you. Did we do our offering time? All right. Bless you. See you then.